there's something I have to tell you.
Oh, is it a secret?
I'm this close. I'm meeting someone. And I think this is it, what I've been looking for. 20 years.
There's been a fire at Mary Leanne House last night.
Where?
Homeless hostel on Deacon Street.
Jackie Stanton-Hope. Please, call me Jackie.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Then you'll know this is my building, full of vulnerable people, exhausted and traumatised and in need of answers.
Jackie Stanton-Hope. Everyone's got an opinion, but they're all one step short of accusing her of torching her own hostel.
A murder inquiry?
We're treating the death as suspicious, yes.
A minute ago, it was us.
Wait. Who is it? Tell me who it is.
Named Simon Peveril.
Peveril?
Convicted for the murder of...
Cody Stafford, 1998.
You know him?
Yeah, I know him. I knew him. I was a DC. I worked that case.
DNA confirms that the victim is Simon Giles Peveril, 41 years old, convicted in 1998 for the murder of Cody Stafford. And yes, the rumours are true, I did work on the original case.
Your work experience, sir.
I shall say that as a compliment, Hale.
So what happened?
Peveril was 21 at the time. He pushed 17-year-old Stafford off a bridge after a fight in a nightclub. Stafford smashed into the structure on the way down and didn't survive the fall.
According to this, Peveril was only released last week.
He was sentenced to 17 years, but never accepted the verdict. Started an appeal in 2001, but didn't get to court.
So he served the full 17, plus 3 years in Cat D, and was released on licence from HMP Drumhill in Leeds.
3 days before his body is found incinerated in a homeless hostel in Manchester, after receiving a fatal blunt force trauma to the head.
20 years on, I can't imagine the two murders are connected. If there'd been scores to settle, that would have happened years ago.
Well, let's get the case files anyway.
I'm ahead of you, boss. Should be with us tomorrow.
Let's find next of kin. I think his father was a doctor. Who's family liaison?
Sir.
Obviously, we can't release the name to the press until the Peveril family have been notified, so I don't want it leaking from this room. Is that understood?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced. The press are going nuts because of the whole Jackie Stanton-Hope thing, and they'll run with any scrap they get a sniff of. If we throw them a dead ex-con with a contested murder charge, they'll be around it like a swarm of piranhas.
Piranhas don't swarm, boss.
Or run.
Well, you'll be thrown to them if anyone leaks Peveril's name prematurely. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Peveril's movements. It's only 3 days. I want to know everywhere he went, everyone he met. You know the deal.
If he used public transport from Leeds to Manchester, we should get a pretty solid trace the whole way. It's going to be a lot of CCTV.
Sue, can you coordinate?
Sure.
Keep an eye out for this tall, silver-haired man seen in the vicinity of Mary Leanne House before and after the fire.
I've got Mick and Nathan making inroads at HMP Drumhill.
We have to look at prison connection being the most likely motive for murderous intent. 20 years is a long time. You can make a lot of enemies.
But we're not ruling Stafford out.
Who?
Cody Stafford. The man Peveril murdered in 98. He'll have surviving family, friends. Boss?
Well, like Mike says, it does feel a long time to wait for a revenge killing. But let's find the next of kin. See if they know anything.
We should get to them before we release the name. We don't want them hearing it on the news if we can help it.
Be sensitive. But they are potential suspects until we know otherwise.
Where are we up to on the Stanton-Hope Foundation?
Still trawling through the computers. It's massive.
We're not just looking for financial impropriety. Do a search on Simon Peveril.
And Cody Stafford?
Any mention, anything on those hard drives. I want to know.
Sir, you got a second?
I was coming to find you.
The victim.
Sorry?
Simon Peveril.
I was thinking more about the 5 calls I've had since yesterday's raid on the Stanton-Hope Foundation.
You do remember Peveril?
You any idea the kind of people that woman has on speed dial?
Taxi firm, pizza delivery.
I take it that's your attempt at irony.
Sir, I'm aware how sensitive this is, if that's what you're worried about.
You don't make any moves on Jackie Stanton-Hope without running it by me first. It's a flagship charity.
And Peveril? He was prosecuted after an investigation where you were the SIO.
I'm sure you're covering all the bases.
D.I. Tannen was right.
About what?
Doesn't matter.
If you're asking whether there's something about that case that could come back and bite us, not that I remember.
I was thinking more about something that might have come back and got Simon Peveril killed. But like you say, We should cover all bases.
It's about as likely as a homeless charity running a botched insurance job.
I've ordered up the case files. I thought you should know.
Well, hopefully you can close both avenues down as soon as possible.
And to remind you that I'm supposed to be off on leave in a couple of days.
Of course. Well, it's your statutory leave. I can probably shunt Steve Conyard over from the Clayton Ward case.
Steve Conyard?
Dad, you promised.
I know, sweetheart.
I haven't seen you in months.
It's not been months. And anyway, it's not like I've a choice.
Could just do stuff on my own. I'm 13. Done a list.
When this is over, we'll do 2 weeks. Florida, Orlando.
I don't want to go to Disneyland. I want to come to Manchester this week.
Alice, I can't. I'm sorry. It wouldn't be any fun for you.
I won't be any trouble, I promise.
Okay, how about we do 2 weeks at Easter?
I don't have 2 weeks.
When this case is sorted, a week in Manchester and then wherever else you want to go, you choose.
Why? You'll just cancel.
I won't.
You just did.
They'll owe me time off in lieu.
I don't even know what that means.
How's your mum?
Angry with you.
Everyone's angry with me.
Duh.
And Brian? Everything okay with him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine.
It doesn't mean I don't love you.
I know. You keep saying.
Well, I do.
I know. Stop it, it's embarrassing.
Alice.
It's fine, Dad. Whatever.
Boss? Are you smoking?
I used to smoke in 98. It's helping me get in the zone.
You really think there's something to tie in the Stafford case?
I'm taking the piss, Sue, about the smoking.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. But do you?
Simon Peveril could have served half that sentence if he'd wanted to. He sticks it out for 20 years and then gets his head stoved in 3 days out of prison.
So, guilty or not, if you've thrown away 10 years of your life to prove something, then it's likely that's what's on your mind when you finally get out.
I don't remember anything particularly unusual. Apart from trying not to make an idiot of myself, but maybe there's something, about it. Oh, dear.
John? This isn't about the case, is it?
I just got off the phone with Alice.
Ah. It's not like you had a choice.
Yeah, I suppose.
She'll get over it.
Well, at least I won't have to argue with her about piercings.
Put that out. It's really not working for you.
Actually, it's making me slightly sick.
Boss, got something.
I'll be right there.
You'll be smoking. So we've got 3 different emails to major creditors. This one's all 47,000, give or take.
Just over a year ago.
This one is 102,000. But if you look, in all 3, Jackie's promising imminent payment.
There's big cash coming in soon. 100 people with nowhere else to go will love you forever if you just hold tight. Not to mention the hugs you'll get from me. And believe me, people are queuing up for hugs from Jackie Stanton Hope.
3 exclamation marks.
How could anyone say no?
And the fire at the Ancoats development happens...
10 days later. Insurance pays out after about 2 months.
That's quick.
Who does she insure with? I've got a renewal coming up.
The foundation sets up a new unit, employs 2 full-time psychiatric staff. But we can't find any evidence of forward planning as to how these salaries are going to be maintained.
So they're in the red again.
But this time it's a lot worse.
That really is a lot worse.
If you look at this spreadsheet, you can see they're basically robbing Noel to pay Liam.
And what are those?
God knows. There's all sorts of cash withdrawals, cash deposits too, and there's diddly paper trail. It's dodgy.
So what about last week's fire?
Well, 2 months ago, the emails start again.
The Stanton Hope Foundation can't thank you enough for your saint-like patience. Not saint-like, you are a saint. And I will make sure some special people know how wonderful you've been.
Wait a sec. This one got an OBE, didn't he? And her.
Could be a coincidence. But we definitely have major creditors getting VIP treatment at gigs you and I would kill for.
And the same promises of imminent cash.
Well, that's what you do when you're fighting off creditors.
Yeah, but all the same.
The annex at Marie-Leanne was empty. Peveril wasn't supposed to be there. See something he shouldn't?
It's tenuous, but...
Yeah. There's no way around it, is there?
Early start.
Yep. If we don't want another riot...
was here.
It's the old vicarage. They left it standing when they built the estate.
Jackie Stanton Hope, Lady of the Marinduke.
You can't blame her for wanting a nice house. And this way, she's at the heart of the community she cares about.
Is that what you think, or what you want to think?
For what it's worth, I think you might have a point. But I'm trying to stay impartial, and I need you to do the same.
I'm going to chalk that up as a small victory. I might even throw a party.
Oh. Morning, Sarah.
What's happened?
I know it's early.
It's about Simon, isn't it?
Simon?
The man D.S. Kelly asked me about. Have you found out who he was yet?
We can't talk about that right now.
I'm sorry, I'm not dressed. If you need me to come to the station...
Actually, it's Jackie we're after.
But you've identified the body.
Can we come in?
Jackie? It's DCI Stone. Is it okay if they come in?
John, Michael, my two favourite people. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. And please excuse my hair. I haven't had time to dry it properly. Has Sarah offered you a coffee?
Oh, I didn't.
We're fine.
We're not really here to...
It's 7.30 in the morning and I get the sense I'm going to need some caffeine.
It's probably best if we talk privately.
Sarah, my lovely, why don't you run and put some clothes on?
It really is just you. We need to talk to Jackie.
Oh, look at their little faces, Sarah.
I'd like to stay, if that's all right.
They're wondering if they've caught us in a sapphic love tryst.
What?
I wasn't thinking that.
Neither was I.
John, Michael, don't lie to me. You were.
I'm staying at Jackie's because obviously, well, Mary Leanne House...
Sarah was the resident warden. She's lost her home too.
Not that there'd be anything wrong if we were gay. It's only for a day or two.
Can we just stick to the point?
You've been through my hard drives and you want to question me. It's hardly a surprise, John, although the dawn raid's a little unnecessary.
It's not exactly a dawn raid.
We'd prefer it if your attendance was voluntary, but you will be interviewed under caution. You might want to contact your solicitor.
And if I don't volunteer?
Then I will have to arrest you.
No.
And I'm sure that neither of us wants that.
What's going on?
Nothing.
He said he was arresting you.
No, he isn't, Sully, my darling.
She's not going anywhere.
Sully, calm down.
There's nothing to be frightened of, Sully, my love.
Bastards!
Hey!
It's all right, D.I. Tanner.
Sully, what have we said about spitting?
I don't care.
Let's take you back to the coach house.
Just say no comment to everything.
It's the same as it always is, Sully, sweetheart. We don't play by the rules, and sometimes that can look strange to outsiders.
No comment.
I'm going to explain everything to John about all the things he's worried
about.
Time
to go, please.
No, I'll ring everybody.
Sully, no!
We'll have him all over the news
again.
If you
do that, then people might stop giving us money, and we don't want that, do we?
We haven't done anything.
Please, can you just go?
If you think she set fire to Marianne House, you're absolutely bloody mental.
Out, come on.
Yes, you're right. We're days from going under altogether. It isn't the first time and it won't be the last.
The last time was 13 months ago. Do you recognise these figures?
I'm showing Mrs. Stanton Hope spreadsheets 7 and 7B.
Oh, God, yes, I do remember that time.
And what was your plan for extricating the charity from this financial hole?
Plead, beg, jump up and down and shout and scream and wave my arms about?
I'm showing Jackie emails JSH 17 to 19 between herself, Gordon Paris, Andrew Goldman and Melissa Spakovsky.
In these emails to your creditors, you are very clear that you confidently expect a large inflow of cash in the very near future. Can you tell me where exactly you believe this money was coming from?
The technical term for that, John, my darling, is bullshit.
I think it would be more appropriate for you to refer to me as Detective or DCI Stone. Either will do.
For the benefit of the tape, I am now giving DCI Stone a suitably compliant but disappointed smile.
And how was this cash shortfall resolved?
If you're suggesting I had our Ancolt's development burned to the ground, 3 long years of planning and development up in smoke, then yes, Sully's right, God bless him. You are mental. Not a term I normally use.
So, you confirm that the charity was rescued by a 7-figure insurance payout?
Yes, thank God. And because of that, 447 people across the Northwest still have a roof over their heads. 447 people are part of a family, supported, loved, yes, loved, and embarking on a journey that will mean they're no longer a burden on the state. A journey where some of them are no longer forced to commit petty crime, no longer forced into prostitution, where they are no longer on the pavements of Deansgate or Piccadilly Gardens in a spice-paralysed stupor.
And if you hadn't got that insurance
money? Not to mention the families no longer face an eviction. Children find instability for the first time in their lives. Struggling parents supported so that their kids aren't snatched away from them by social services. Perpetuating a cycle of failure and despair.
Please, Jackie, just answer the question. What would you have done if you hadn't got the insurance money?
You've read David Copperfield?
What?
Something will turn up. Mr. McCauber. I did it at school. Well, bits
of it. Thank you, Tanner. That's a risky strategy, Jackie.
Between sending these emails and receiving the insurance payout, there are 27 unexplained cash withdrawals here, here, and here.
How many members of the Stanton-Hope family do you think have bank accounts, D.I. Tanner?
You were on the verge of financial collapse.
I can't stop spending money just because it isn't there. I spend money because things have to be done. This is about saving lives, not from death necessarily, but from waste and misery. When we let that happen, it shames all of us. It shames a society that has forgotten how to care. It shames us into opening our eyes to an indictment of our society hiding in plain sight. The homeless, the people we walk past every day, literally stepping over them, telling them we don't have any spare change. Shame. It's a powerful weapon, Detective.
Yes, that's
and
all
I have no shame in using it to squeeze the money out of anyone who's got what other people don't. Rock stars, footballers, the government, multinationals. They think they can slink away into the shadows. Well, it's my mission to shine that light of shame right in their eyes.
Spool forward a year, and you're in exactly the same situation.
No, it's a lot worse.
Another fire, another insurance payment.
Except we don't own the land, so we can't sell that. And the insurance on the building won't go anywhere near replacing the actual worth of the facility or the services it provides.
But it will cover your immediate shortfall.
I'm under investigation. God knows if I'll see a penny of it.
So it's in your interest to see this resolved as soon as possible?
Oh, it's too late for that.
Too late?
There's a committee. Sir Terence Phelan. They're in the process of greenlighting a £2 million rescue deal. I had a call last night, 11 o'clock. It's been pulled. Indefinitely.
Well, why didn't you say this half an hour ago?
Because it's delicate, politically sensitive fundraising. Happy now?
No! No one's happy about this situation, Jackie. Least of all me.
You think there aren't vested interests all over the country who haven't been waiting for an excuse to close me down? Rubbing their hands because they think they'll be able to sweep the problem under the carpet again. Sweep their shame under the carpet. And you honestly think I would do their work for them by setting fire to Marie-Leanne House and killing a man?
That might depend on who he was.
I have no idea who he was!
Do you recognise this man?
Simon.
So you do know him?
Sarah said you were asking about someone called Simon. Does he have a surname?
We're still waiting to talk to next of kin.
But this Simon, he's definitely the poor man.
Yes.
Please pass on my condolences from everyone at Stanton Hope. We'll be holding a vigil in his name.
Yeah, that'll help.
Look again, please.
I've never seen him before in my life.
What about Cody Stafford?
Who?
Does that name mean anything to you?
No, nothing. Should it?
I don't think the insurance theory's going anywhere, boss.
Check out, what's his name, just to make sure.
Terence Phelan.
Keep digging for connections between Simon Peveril, Cody Stafford, Jackie, Sarah Martindale, or any of the residents at Marie-Leanne House.
Sarah confirmed that Simon Peveril was the man she spoke to earlier that afternoon.
John.
Please tell me CCTV has given us something.
Have you looked at your phone?
What do you think?
Your ex-wife's been trying to ring you.
I knew there was a plus side to 2.5 hours with Jackie Stanton, I hope.
It's Alice.
I'm sorry, Dad.
You're very lucky they aren't prosecuted.
There's only a couple of bracelets.
Alice! It was stealing. It doesn't matter what it was.
Okay, I get it. I said I'm sorry.
Was it a dare? Did someone make you do it?
No.
Talk to me, Alice.
What if you're going to shout?
Look, if you're being pressured into doing things...
Pressured?
Believe it or not, I was 13 once. I know how peer pressure works. You're with your mates, things get out of hand. It's very easy to lose your moral compass.
Moral compass?
Why did you do it, Alice?
Because I wanted to.
I don't believe you. You're not like that.
How would you know?
Okay, I get it. This is about me cancelling next week.
Dad, you are so up yourself.
Alice!
Sorry, I'll...
It's all right. She hung up.
Want to talk about it?
Really not.
Simon Peveril's next of kin.
His mum was a teacher.
Grace Peveril. Deputy head, retired. Father
Edward.
Is...
Edward. Yeah, he was a doctor. I remember him very well.
Also retired.
Has Claire spoken to them?
We were waiting to clear it with you.
Tell her to hang fire. Come on. It's the same house.
From 1998?
Simon Peveril was living in a flat in Longsight. Pretty scuzzy, as I remember. But they sent a team of us to search the family home. He had a bedroom here. Airfix models hanging from the ceiling. Oasis posters. One of those old Atari computers. Simon hadn't lived here for a while. Things weren't too good between him and his old man.
I don't think anyone's in, boss.
Hang on.
See anything?
No. It's jammed up with post. Can you see through the curtains?
Not really.
Hey, you! What are you doing?
Hi there. I'm wondering, do you know Mr. and Mrs. Peveril?
I don't know who you are, so if you expect me to start handing out personal information...
DCI John Stone.
DS Sue Kelly.
Oh, for a bike.
What?
My call on Wednesday.
Sorry?
I called 999 on Wednesday about the break-in, the stolen bike.
Yes, of course. Go through what happened?
Again?
If you wouldn't mind.
I was listening to Essential Classics on Radio 3 when I heard a crack, wood splintering. And when I looked out of the window, there was a chap forcing Edward's garage doors.
It's padlocked.
Because I put a padlock on it, given that it didn't look like the police were turning up anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sure you understand the pressures on the force at the moment.
Well, luckily for you, I don't think he went in the house.
Did you recognise this man?
He had his back to me. I ran downstairs, but by the time I got to the door, he was already pedalling like crazy down the road on that old bike Peveril has hanging on the back wall of his garage. Seemed like a lot of trouble to go to just for a bike, but maybe it was a collector's item or something. I'll get you the key. Oh, no. Wait, I posted it through the letterbox. Sorry. Unless you've got a warrant.
Am I right in thinking the Peverils aren't here at the moment?
Dr. Peveril took early retirement, always off on some trip or other. Not exactly sociable.
Is there anyone on the street they talk to, perhaps, more than you?
Marjorie, number 7, used to look after the cat.
You think she might know where they are?
No, the cat died.
OK, thank you.
Oh, they might know at the care home.
Sorry?
Mrs. Peveril, Grace, they might have some contact details there.
Where is this?
Autumn Care Rest Home. It's on Golston Vale.
Does Mrs. Peveril volunteer?
Oh, no. She's a resident. Alzheimer's. Early onset. Bloody awful disease.
And stretch. A little more. That's...
Mr. Peveril.
I believe he's on holiday.
Any contact details for him?
In case there was an emergency with his wife.
I've been off for a few days. Here it is. Yeah, it's just the landline, I'm afraid.
So what happens if there's an emergency?
Well, to be honest, Mr. Peveril, Dr. Peveril, that is, he doesn't visit too often. He says to ring his landline if something happens and he'll pick up any messages.
What about other visitors?
Well, normally I'd look through the book for you, except Clive, one of our residents. He threw it in the pond last night. He's got lots of issues. No one ever visits him. It's very sad, really.
Visitors you can remember?
So, there's nobody for months. I mean, a friend will pop in once in a blue moon. Oh, and a sister came over from Portugal about 3-4 months ago. But then, the other day, there was someone who certainly was a surprise to me.
Go on.
Well, fella turns up out of the blue. 40-odd. Anyway, you're not going to forget him, because someone's taken a lump out of Harvey's ear. Or he fancied himself Vincent van Gogh. Anyway, he's got those tattoos, you know, the crappy pin ones you get when you've been inside, like, and I'm thinking, hey, up, here comes trouble. And then he opens his mouth, and he's nicely spoken, you know, very polite. Well, he says he's her son, which I thought was odd, because no one's ever mentioned Grace having a son before, and I've been here for about 18 months.
This man?
Yeah, that's him. Simon. That's his name. Definitely Simon.
When was this?
Tuesday. No, Wednesday. He stayed about an hour. He was very distressed when he left. Like, proper crying and everything. Don't think she recognised him.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
So, is he, like, wanted or something?
I'm afraid Mrs. Peveril's son has died. He's been killed.
Oh, my God. That... That's terrible.
That's why we're trying to get hold of Dr. Peveril.
Well, he's really dead, like murdered?
It's an investigation. We can't say any more at the moment.
But perhaps you could advise us as to whether you think Mrs. Peveril will be able to process the news. Just that he's died, we won't talk about anything specific.
We could conceivably wait until Dr. Peveril gets back from holiday.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't think it makes a lot of odds. Like I say, she didn't remember him.
Let's give it a go.
She's in the conservatory. If you want to follow me.
Are you sure about this?
No, I'm not. But it might spark a memory of something.
Grace? Grace. There's a couple of people here to see you.
Oh. Who?
Well, my lovely, they're from the police. But you haven't done anything wrong, so I don't want you to worry.
Oh, yes, I know.
Sorry?
They're from the police.
That's what I said. Now, this is...
John. Hi, Grace. Hi.
And this is his friend, Sue?
Yeah. Oh.
This is very nice, isn't it? Lovely view.
What are you talking about, the view? I thought you were from the police.
Yes. I'm a detective.
Simon doesn't live here anymore.
She does remember him.
I've met you before, Grace. A long time ago. I was a lot younger and had a lot more hair.
Well, I think you're very sexy.
Right. Thank you.
Grace. It's about Simon. Your son.
You've got the wrong person. I don't have a son.
I've got a picture of him. You can have it if you like.
Mrs. Peveril? Grace?
Have you seen my dad? He told me to wait here, and he's been here for such a long time.
So she was completely out of it then, Mrs. Peveril.
She thought John was sexy.
Weirdly, she didn't look much different to how I remember her.
What is she, early 60s?
Only now she isn't crying all the time.
Yep. Look who's just walked in.
You don't see him in here too often.
Mike, Sue, can I get you a drink?
Actually, we've just...
Get around him for the tea. I'll have a red wine. Large. Not Merlot.
Right.
Just need a quick natter with John, so maybe Sue, if you could...
I'll give Mike a hand.
Problem?
Apart from the explosion in Rough Sleeping that's about to descend on the whole of the Northwest?
I'm not with you.
The Stanton Hope Foundation.
If anyone can rustle up a seven-figure rescue plan, it's Jackie Stanton Hope.
Not with the media she's getting. I give her a couple of weeks.
Just like that?
They're insolvent. She can't pay anybody. And now she's being investigated for false accounting, which could easily turn into full-blown fraud or God knows what. An unpopular investigation that could end up costing millions.
So what did you want me to do? Put the dodgy spreadsheets back where I found them and say, as you were?
It's a murder inquiry. We're not in the business of tanking the most effective homeless charity in the Northwest.
It's not effective if she's been cooking the books.
Have you any idea what this is going to do to our stats?
Oh, that kind of effective.
John! If you want to know the truth, I can't stand them. But no one wants to be the little boy sticking his hand up saying the Empress has no knickers on. There's going to be a lot of people looking for someone to blame, not least of all my wife, who's had to resign as a patron and is currently getting trolled on Twitter.
Karen's a patron?
Was.
God's sake, Liam.
Yes, I know. I should have told you. But to be fair, it would be nigh on impossible to find anyone without some kind of connection to Stanton Hope. There's a lot of red faces.
They turned a blind eye to someone they knew was dodgy because Jackie was doing the work. She was taking the responsibility they should have been taking all along.
In 2020 hindsight.
I was one of them, sir. And you can roast my bollocks if you like, but given that the ship has sailed, the horse has bolted, and the stable door is going to give us the mother of all migraines, in the words of the annoyingly self-righteous, this is one we're all going to have to suck up.
You won't be the one in front of a select committee.
Detective Chief Inspector John Stone.
What's going on?
It's Ryan Sullivan. Sully, he's one of Jackie's hangers-on.
Oi, Stone, and all you're in.
Sully, what's the matter?
Full uniform.
No, sir, really.
Yeah, get him in!
Come and sit down, Sully. Let's have a chat. Maybe we can call Jackie for you. Sue?
I'm on it.
Stick him on me!
Sorry?
Handcuffs! Stick him on me!
Look, Sully, I'm really sorry about the Stanton Hope Foundation. I only just heard.
You're not listening to me. I set fire to Ancoats. I burned down Marilyn House. I killed Simon.
He's point blank refusing a solicitor, but we're good with the appropriate adult.
I'm kicking myself.
Sue?
When I went to interview Sarah Martindale the other day, Sully was adamant there was no way Devon DaCosta was our perp. But that was before we'd released any information. He seemed so distressed and vulnerable, it didn't register.
He doesn't have previous for arson, but he was in residential when he was 15. There was a kitchen fire. Sully called 3-9s. No one was hurt, but, well, it could start to look like a pattern.
Any sign of Edward Peveril?
Nothing on MPR. Car's vanished off the face of the earth.
Abroad?
Nothing from UK Border Agency. And he hasn't used his credit card in over 10 days.
I want to get into that house. Peveril comes out of prison and his father's nowhere to be found. I think that's reasonable ground.
I'll get it sorted.
How are we doing with CCTV?
We're still waiting for the stuff from Leeds and the rail company. It's hard to pick it up until we know Simon's entry point into central Manchester.
Right. Put more people on it. We need that journey. Every inch of it.
Thursday night, I went up to Marilyn House.
What time was this?
About 10.
How did he get there?
What?
The detective wants to know how you got to Marilyn House.
It's over 3 miles from where you live with Jackie on the Marinjune. You don't drive, do you?
Well, I walked.
What time did you set off?
I don't know. 9.
What route did you take?
What?
Which way did you go?
Well, I don't remember.
You could have gone along Rutherford Road or the Broadway or cut across the wreck behind the Vagabond pub.
Yeah, that one. Across the wreck.
So, what did you do where they've blocked the underpass under the motorway?
What? It doesn't matter.
We'll need to confirm your account with CCTV, so any clues you can give us would be really helpful.
But do you want to hear this or not?
OK, Sully. Go on.
So, I get to Marilyn, and I went in the annex because there's no one in there. I've been helping with the decorating. Anyway, there's loads of white spirit, so I poured it all around and set it on fire, and then I run back to Jackie's.
And what about Simon?
Well, I didn't know he was in there.
The thing is, Sully, the fire started in his room.
It was dark. I didn't see it. It was pitch black.
I'm surprised you didn't trip over him.
Yeah, well, there was all sorts of crap on the floor. I couldn't see what it was.
Right. So you tripped on something when you went into the room?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And that was Simon?
It must have been.
On the floor, inside the door?
Well, definitely.
Why do you think he was on the floor, Sully?
What?
Why was Simon lying on the floor when there was a bed 3 feet away from him?
Well, I don't know, do I?
Did you stop when your foot hit him, or did you step over him?
Well, I was stood by the door, chucking white spirit in wherever I could.
So you had no idea at all there was anyone in the room?
But I didn't mean to kill him. I told you, so that's manslaughter.
How did you light it?
What?
The fire. How did you set it going?
A cigarette lighter.
And where did you get that from?
Well, I had one, didn't I?
Do you smoke?
What?
Do you smoke, Sully? I've never seen you smoking.
But you don't have to smoke to have a lighter. I borrowed one so I could do the fire.
And who did you borrow it from?
Well, I don't remember. It were on the floor.
But you found it on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, Sully. I'm going to stop this interview now.
Are you going to charge me?
No, I'm not.
Well, you have to.
Your account doesn't tally with the evidence.
But everyone thinks Jackie's done this, but it's a lie. It was me.
No, Ryan, please.
But you've got to tell us.
I don't know who did it, Sully.
But all the homes are going to close.
But I know it wasn't you.
But I wouldn't confess if it weren't true.
You love the Stanton Hope Foundation. Everyone knows that. Why would you burn down two of their properties?
But because of the insurance. It's like they're saying on Twitter. I knew we were in the shit. Yeah, it was stupid, but it had nothing to do with Jackie. She never knew about none of it.
Does she know you're here now?
She wants to know it's me, then they can give Jackie the grant. It's £2 million.
Do you think Jackie was involved in some way?
No comment.
Did she ever talk about setting fire to one of her properties to raise money from an insurance
No plan? Comment. No
detective,
comment.
Please.
Look, you're just wrong about Jackie, all of you. Ryan. Jackie, she's a saint. She should be bloody prime
she's
minister.
She's done some good things, yes. I don't think anybody
you
doubts
haven't
that.
You've got a bloody clue, mate. Not a clue.
Interview ends 10:35
a.m. No,
You don't think he's covering for it?
That's what he thinks he's doing, and it doesn't prove anything.
But if he's heard something...
No. This is all from social media.
Once he strays from that, nothing tallies. We can check the CCTV, but I'd rather focus on Simon.
Boss, we're good to go on Dr. Peveril's house.
Let's do it.
On three. One, two...
Oi! What are you playing at now?
We've got that warrant.
For a stolen bike?
If I could ask you to move back to the road, please.
Well, don't go smashing down the door. There's a key under that bit of slate.
Here?
No, there, by the water feature.
OK.
Always pleased to help Manchester's finest.
Thank you.
Got it.
The alarm's 1198, or it was when Marjorie used to do the cat.
1198.
It's at the top of the cellar.
Let's go.
Is Edward... Is he dead, then?
I sincerely hope not.
I did wonder. But I couldn't smell anything.
Neighbourhood watch?
No, just nosy.
Has anyone else been looking for Dr. Peveril?
Well, after you were here yesterday, Derek, number 16, he told me he saw the chap on Wednesday as well. Apparently he'd been on the front step for a good 10 minutes, and then Derek said the chap went round the back, jumped over the fence and was prowling round the garden for a bit, peering through the French windows. You can see pretty well from number 16 since we got Dr. Peveril to take down his Leylandii. Derek was going to ring 999, but then he got a call from his daughter in Kuala Lumpur and forgot all about it. I told him it wouldn't have made any difference if he had.
Top of the cellar.
1198.
Yeah, I'm not a goldfish.
Check the back. If Simon was in the garden, he might have left something.
And the...
Something like this?
What, a Chinese takeaway flyer?
On the back.
I wanted to say sorry, but you weren't in S. That must be his mobile number.
I'll get a trace on that. It'll help Sean pin down the CCTV.
Boss!
What have you got?
In this thing.
I think it's called a chiminea, Mike.
If you need a stove in the garden, you should be indoors.
What am I looking at?
In the grate. It's just a scrap.
HMP Drumhill.
My guess is Dr. Peveril knew exactly when Simon was getting out.
Found anything?
What was that you said about Simon's bedroom?
It's been 20 years.
It was in here, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't remember an office.
On the door frame. You can see where they marked off his height when he was little.
Other than that, you wouldn't know they'd ever had a kid.
No photos? Not a single one.
Hang on a minute.
What?
This picture. Wildcat.
Boss?
That's Peveril.
On his narrowboat?
There's a watercolour of the same narrowboat in the living room. Same nameplate, Wildcat.
He owns a narrowboat?
There'll be some paperwork somewhere.
We've got confirmation on Peveril's Range Rover. It's in the car park of the Navigation Marina just outside Lyme on the Bridgewater Canal. The Wildcat is berthed there, but Peveril took her out the Wednesday before last.
That's a full week before Simon's release date.
It's not exactly the time of year for a canal holiday.
How far can you get in a narrowboat in 12 days?
Before you go stark staring mad?
Boss?
Oh, that's the face of someone who was just outbid on eBay for a new chiminea.
It's Sully. He's at Stanton Hope HQ.
I've got a lighter, John Stone! I've got a lighter!
Sully, come on, my lovely, put it down.
I need everyone to clear the floor.
I'm not going anywhere.
Fire want the whole building cleared. They've got two pumps on the way.
Do we know what the accelerant is?
White Spirit, he's covered in it.
And they've got matches! Six boxes of matches!
I've been looking for him all day. He just charged in.
Come on, let's go.
Let me talk to him.
Get them out of here.
I'm trying.
I done it, Jackie. Tell them I done it. I done it for you.
Oh, Sully, sweetheart.
I'm telling you to leave the building.
You will have to drag me kicking and screaming before I leave this vulnerable man on his own with you.
Show him, Jackie. Show him how I can light a fire.
If I walk away now, the only way he can prove himself is to flick that lighter. Is that what you want?
That's not how this works.
I'm going to do it.
Is that what you want?
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Sully? Sully, darling, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
No, don't go away. You'll get hurt.
Which is why I'm not leaving you.
Is this a good idea, boss?
No, but I don't have a better one.
Well, he doesn't believe me, Jackie.
That's because John knows you'd never do something like that.
No, I done it. I done it, so it can't have been you. It can't have been you. So you've got to go now, Jackie.
What are you saying, Sully?
I understand. I really do. I know what you had to do.
No, Sully, sweetheart, I swear to you. What happened at Marilyn House, it was nothing to do with me.
They'll give you the money.
Pumps are here, they're on the way up.
Tell them to go easy.
Remember when I bought the vicarage?
Yeah.
The garden was a jungle, wasn't it?
There was a grass snake.
Uh-huh. And then we saw the coach house. It was a complete ruin. And I said, we'll have to get that bulldozed. And you said...
You can't knock that down. That could be someone's home.
Yeah. And there was you and me and Sarah and that building.
Smelly Chris.
Yeah. And we made it into your own little castle. And I promised you that you'd never have to worry about where you slept ever again. Have I ever broken a promise, Sully?
No.
Because without you, Sully, there wouldn't be any Stanton Hope Foundation. And if anything happens to you, I do not know whether I can go on.
But you're not going to get the insurance. I heard you.
No, John knows it wasn't you. And he knows it wasn't me. Isn't that right, John?
Fire here, just outside.
Right.
Tell Sully you know I didn't start the fire. And you know he didn't start it either. It's somebody else. And we might never find out who it is. Isn't that right, Detective? Tell him.
That's right, Sully. Jackie's right.
Don't believe him. I don't believe him!
Sully!
This proves it! This proves I did it!
Get out of my way!
You can get the money now, Jackie! Don't
get out of my way, please! They need to get into an ambulance!
No, Sully, I'm not leaving you!
Sorry, madam, you'll have to follow on!
No, I'm coming with you!
Let them do their job.
Well done, Detective Chief Inspector John Stone.
He didn't do this because of me.
Well, someone put the idea in his head.
That's what I've been asking myself all day.
You know what? Sully isn't frightened and vulnerable because he was abused and neglected by his mother and grew up in care. He isn't damaged because he and Marilyn couldn't manage on their own. He's damaged because I was working for some crappy homeless charity and they came to me and I couldn't offer them a bed, so they kipped down under the arches on Ostergate and three lads came along and kicked Marilyn to death and left Sully brain damaged and dependent for the rest of his life. That's why I set up Stanton Hope Foundation, so there would always, always be somewhere for the Sullies of this world to find a bed.
Nobody's saying.
I didn't set fire to anything, John Stone, and you know it. You've brought the foundation to its knees and taunted a broken man into nearly killing himself. He's going to be scarred for life, and you are not one step closer to finding out who did this. Well, I hope you can live with yourself. Come on, Sarah.
Come in. Actually, hang on.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. It's the smell. I'm sorry. I'll clear it up.
Don't be daft.
Can we have a paramedic over here, please? Miss Martin's ale isn't feeling too good.
Really?
Sarah! Hi. Yeah. He's here. Yeah. There's been a bit of a situation.
Mike.
Sue for you.
Hi, Sue.
John, how's it going?
Not great. Any news on Peveril?
Nothing yet, but... Look, I've had another call from Cap.
Oh, not now, Sue, please. This really isn't the time.
Look, John, listen. It's Alice again. She's gone missing.
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Jackie Stanton Hope was played by Jill Halfpenny, Sarah by Christine Bottomley, and McCaffrey by Conrad Nelson. Sully was played by Michael Peavoy, Grace by Susan Twist, and Alice by Sydney Wade. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Martin Jameson, script edited by Caitlin Crawford, and produced by Gary Brown.